Profiteroles, and I also have an arugula Caesar salad. For entrees this evening, I have swordfish meatloaf with onion marmalade, rare roasted partridge breast in raspberry coulis with a sorrel timbale,
and grilled free-range rabbit with herb french fries. Our pasta tonight is a squid ravioli and a lemongrass broth, and the fish tonight is a grilled fennel combo.
God, I hate this place. The chick's restaurant.
Why aren't we at doors yet?
Because Bateman won't give the maitre d' head.
I'd like to take a minute.
Is that Reed Robinson over there?
Freebasing it was. That's not Robinson.
Well, who is it then?
Paul Allen. That's not Paul Allen. Paul Allen's on the other side of the room over there.
Well, who's he with?
Them weasel from Kicker Peabody. They don't have a good bathroom to do coke in.
Are you sure that's Paul Allen over there?
Yes, Mr. Lewis.
I am.
He's handling the Fisher account.
Lucky bastard.
Lucky Jew bastard.
Jesus, McDermott, what does that have to do with anything?
I've seen that bastard sitting in his office talking on the phone to the CEO, spinning a fucking menorah.
Not a menorah. You spin a dreidel.
Oh my God, Bateman. You want me to fry you up some fucking potato pancakes? Some latkes?
No, just cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
Oh, I forgot. Bateman's dating someone from the ACLU.
It's the voice of reason. Boy next door. Speaking of reasonable,
only 570.
Not bad.
I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by final moisturizing protective lotion. There is an idea of a Patrick Bateman. Some kind of abstraction. But there is no real me. Only an entity. Something illusory. And though I can hide my cold gaze, and you can shake my hand and feel flesh gripping yours, and maybe you can even sense our lifestyles are probably comparable, I simply am not there.
Messages?
Ricky Harrison has to cancel. He didn't say what he was canceling or why.
Occasionally box with Ricky at the Harvard Club. Anyone else?
Spencer wants to meet for drinks at Foodie, Pier 17.
When?
After 6.
Negative. Cancel it.
And what should I say?
Just say no.
Just say no?
Okay, Gene. I need reservations for 3 at Camel's at 12:30, and if not there, try Crayons, all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. And I need reservations for 2 at Arcadia at 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Something romantic?
No. Silly. Forget it. I'll make them.
No, I'll do it.
No, no. Be a doll and just get me a mineral water, okay?
You look nice today.
Don't wear that outfit again.
What? I didn't hear you.
I said, do not wear that outfit again. Wear a dress, a skirt, or something.
You don't like this, I take it.
Come on. You're prettier than that.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'm not here. And high heels. I like high heels.
Feathered French for 600.
During courtship, the male frigate bird inflates to enormous size the red pouch found here.
Thousands of roses and lots of chocolate truffles, Godiva, and oysters on a half shell.
I'm trying to listen to the new Robert Palmer tape, but Evelyn, my supposed fiance, keeps buzzing in my ear.
Any Leibovitz will get any Leibovitz. And we'll have to get someone to videotape. Patrick, you should do it.
Do what?
Get married, have a wedding.
No, I can't take the time off work.
Your father, Patrick, owns the company. You can do anything you like, silly.
I don't want to talk about it.
I hate that job anyway. See why you just don't quit.
Because I want to fit in.
Were you in the study?
I'm on the verge of tears by the time we arrive at a spot, since I'm positive we won't have a decent table. But we do. And relief washes over me in an awesome way.
Patrick, this is my cousin Vanden and her boyfriend Stash.
Would you mind?
They're both artists.
I met Lisa Braille.
Actually, you've met everyone.
You look awesome.
Okay. Okay, all right.
I'm fairly certain that Timothy Bryce and Evelyn are having an affair. Timothy is the only interesting person I know. I'm almost completely indifferent as to whether Evelyn knows I'm having an affair with Courtney Rawlinson, her closest friend. Courtney is almost perfect looking. She's usually operating on one or more psychiatric drugs. Tonight, I believe it's Xanax. More disturbing than her drug use, though, is the fact that she's engaged to Lewis Carruthers, the biggest doofus in the business.
Tell me, Stash, do you think Soho is becoming too commercial?
Yes, I read that.
Oh, who gives a rat's ass?
Hey, that affects us.
Oh, well, what about the massacres in Sri Lanka, honey? Doesn't that affect us, too? I mean, do you know anything about Sri Lanka? How, like, the Sikhs are killing, like, tons of Israelis over there?
Come on, Bryce. A lot more important problems than Sri Lanka to worry about.
Like what?
Well, we have to end apartheid, for one, and slow down the nuclear arms race, stop terrorism, and world hunger. We have to provide food and shelter for the homeless, and oppose racial discrimination, and promote civil rights, while also promoting equal rights for women. We have to encourage a return to traditional moral values. Most importantly, we have to promote general social concern. And less materialism in young people.
Patrick, how thought-provoking.
Trying to say bleachy?
Two things. You can't bleach a cheroot out of the question.
Two, I can only get these sheets in Santa Fe. These are very expensive sheets, and I really need to clean them.
If you don't shut your fucking mouth, I will kill you.
Now listen, I have a lunch meeting at Hubert's in 20 minutes with Ronald Harrison, and I need those sheets clean by this afternoon. Listen, I cannot understand you! This is crazy! You're a fool! I can't cope with this stupid bitchy! Understand?
Patrick? Hi, Patrick. I thought that was you.
Hello. This is...
Isn't it ridiculous coming all the way up here? But they really are the best.
Then why can't they get these stains out? I mean, can you talk to these people or something? I'm not getting anywhere.
Oh, what are those?
Oh, well, it's cranberry juice, cranapple.
Really?
Listen, if you could talk to them, I would really appreciate it. I'm really late. I have a lunch appointment at Hubert's in 15 minutes.
Hubert's? That moved uptown, right?
Well, oh boy, listen, I've got to go. Thank you, Victoria.
Maybe we could do lunch one day next week. You know, I'm downtown on Wall
Street. I don't know, Victoria. I'm at work all the time.
Well, what about a Saturday?
Next Saturday?
Sure.
Can't, I'm afraid. I'm at Neville Mays. Listen, I've really got to go. I'll call you.
Okay. Sue.
Listen, you're dating Lewis. He's in Arizona. You're fucking me, and we haven't made plans. What could you possibly be up to tonight?
Stop it. I'm...
A lot of lithium?
Waiting for Lewis to call me. He said he called tonight.
Pumpkin? Pumpkin, you're dating an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin, you're dating the biggest dickweed in New York. Pumpkin, you're dating a tumbling, tumbling dickweed.
Patrick, stop calling me Pumpkin, okay? I have to go.
Courtney! Dinner.
I can't.
I'm thinking Dorsia.
Dorsia's nice.
Or something fabulous. Dorsia.
Yes. I know it's a little late, but is it possible to reserve a table for 2 at 8 or 8:30, perhaps?
Oh,
Elizabeth Arden, which was really relaxing. And then to the Pottery Barn, where I got this little silver muffin dish.
Is that Donald Trump's car?
God, Patrick, shut up.
You know, Courtney, you should take some more lithium or have a Diet Coke. Some caffeine might get you out of this slump.
I just want a child. Just two perfect children. Are we here?
Yeah.
This is Dorothea?
Good evening.
Yes, dear. Courtney, you're going to have the peanut butter soup with smoked duck and mashed squash. New York Matinee called it a playful but mysterious little dish. You'll love it. And then the red snapper with violets and pine nuts. I think that'll follow nicely.
Thanks, Patrick.
Patrick, thanks so much for looking after Courtney. Dorothea, how impressive. How on earth did you get a reservation there?
Lucky, I guess.
That's a wonderful suit.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. Valentino Couture. Uh-huh.
It looks so soft.
Your compliment was sufficient, Louis. Hello, Halber Stram.
Nice tie.
How the hell are you? Alan has mistaken me for this dickhead, Marcus Halberstram. It seems logical because Marcus also works at PMP and in fact does the same exact thing I do. He also has a penchant for Valentino's suits and Oliver People's glasses. Marcus and I even go to the same barber, although I have a slightly better haircut.
So how's the ransom account going, Marcus?
It's all right.
Really? That's interesting. It's not great.
Oh, well, you know.
So how's Cecilia? She's a great girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alan. Congratulations on the Fisher account.
Thank you, Baxter.
Listen, Paul. Squash.
Call me.
What, Friday?
No can do. I got an 8:30 res at Dorothea. Great. Sea urchin ceviche.
Dorothea on Friday night. How do you swing that?
I think he's lying.
Is that a gram?
New card. What do you think?
Whoa. Very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing.
What's this?
That is really nice. Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice.
Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
But wait. You ain't seen nothing yet. Raised lettering. Pale nimbus. White.
Impressive. Very nice. Let's see Paul Allen's card. Subtle off-white coloring. The tasteful thickness of it. Oh my god. It even has a watermark.
Something wrong? Patrick? You're sweating.
Some money? Some food? This what you need?
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Cold out too, isn't it? Why don't you get a job?
If you're so hungry, why didn't you get a job?
I lost my job.
Why? You're drinking. Is that why you lost it? Insider trading? Just joking. Listen, what's your name?
Al.
Speak up, come on.
Al.
Get a goddamn job, Al. You got a negative attitude. That's what's stopping you. You gotta get your act together. I'll help you.
You are so kind, Mr. You're kind. You're a kind man.
It's okay.
Al, please. You gotta tell me what to do. You gotta help me. I'm so cold. I'm hungry.
You know how bad you smell? You reek of shit. Do you know that? Al. I'm sorry. Just a... I don't have anything in common with you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Thank you. You're right. I'm cold out here.
You know what a fucking loser you are?
What?
Mr. Bateman. So fine. So smooth.
I have all the characteristics of a human being. Flesh, blood, skin, hair. But not a single clear, identifiable emotion. Except for greed and disgust. Something horrible is happening inside of me. And I don't know why. My nightly bloodlust has overflowed into my days. I feel lethal, on the verge of frenzy. I think my mask of sanity is about to slip.
Hey, McCloy, what do you say?
Hey, Hamilton, have a holly jolly Christmas. Is Alan still handling the Fisher account?
Of course, who else?
Mistletoe alert! May X is Patrick. May X is Harry.
Merry Christmas.
Good night, Hamilton. Yes, you are.
I've been here the entire time, you just didn't see me.
Say hello to Snowball. Snowball says, Merry Christmas, Patrick.
What is it?
It's the little baby Snowy Wiki, isn't it? It's the Vietnamese potbelly pig, my darling pet. Don't you? Gown, Patrick, you're such a Grinch. What does Mr. Grinch want for Christmas? And don't say Boston plants again.
Alan.
Marcus. Merry Christmas. How you been?
Workaholic, I suppose. I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, Hamilton. We're going to Nell's. Limo's out front.
We should have dinner.
Maybe you could bring,
Cecilia?
Yes, Cecilia.
Oh, Cecilia would adore it.
Well, then, let's do it, Marcus.
Great party.
Thanks. Patrick, why is he calling you Marcus?
Mistletoe alert.
Marcus Halberstram for 2 at 7.
No, I want to know. Okay, I came here for the cilantro crawfish gumbo, right? Which is, after all, the only excuse one can have for being in this restaurant, which is, by the way, almost completely empty.
I'm very sorry, sir.
J&B straight and a Corona.
Would you like to hear the
double absolute martini?
Yes, sir. Would you like to hear the specials?
Not if you want to keep your spleen.
This is a real beehive of activity, Halberstram. This place is hot. Very hot.
Listen, the mud soup and charcoal arugula are outrageous here.
Yeah, well, you're late.
Hey, I'm a child of divorce. Give me a break. I see they've omitted the pork loin with lime jello.
We should have gone to Dorcia.
I could have gotten us a table. Nobody goes there anymore. Is that Ivana Trump?
Jeez, Patrick. I mean, Marcus, what are you thinking? Why would Ivana be a Texarkana? So, wasn't Rothschild originally handling the Fisher account? How'd you get it?
Well, I could tell you that, Halbert Stram. But then I'd have to kill you.
I like to dissect girls. Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Great tan, Marcus. I mean, really impressive. Where do you tan?
Salon.
I've got a tanning bed at home. You should look into it. And, Cecilia. How is she? Where is she tonight?
Cecilia's, well, you know Cecilia. I think she's having dinner with, Evelyn Williams.
Evelyn? Great ass. Goes out with that loser Patrick Babin. What a dork.
Another martini, Paul. You like Huey Lewis in the news?
They're okay.
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
Hey, Albert Stram.
Yes, Alan?
Why are the copies of the style section all over the place? Do you have a dog? A little chow or something?
No, Alan.
Is that a raincoat?
Yes, it is. In 87, Huey released this. Four, the most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul! Strike that in your reservation and torque it now, you fucking stupid bastard! No, Lewis, it's not me. You're mistaken.
This is my very good friend, Patrick Bateman.
Where are you going?
We're going to Nell. Gwendolyn's father is buying it.
Oh.
Ooh. Where did you get that overnight bag?
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
When I get to Paul Allen's place, I use the keys I took from his pocket before disposing of the body. There is a moment of sheer panic when I realize that Paul's apartment overlooks the park, and it's obviously more expensive than mine. I calm myself and move into the bedroom, where I find his suitcase and start to pack. It's time for Paul to take a little trip.
Bastard. Dallas.
Hi, this is Paul. Been called away to London for a few days. Meredith, I'll call you when I get back. Hasta la vista, baby. Yes, Jean?
There's Mr. Donald Kimball here to see you.
Who?
Detective Donald Kimball.
Tell him I'm at lunch.
Patrick, it's only 10:30. I think he knows you're here.
Send him in, I guess. Now, John, you've got to wear clothes in proportion to your physique. There are definite do's and don'ts, good buddy, of wearing a bold-striped shirt. A bold-striped shirt calls for solid, colored, or discreetly patterned suits and ties. Yes, always tip the stylist 15%. Listen, John, I've got to go. T-Boone Pickens just walked in. Just joking. No, don't tip the owner of the salon. Okay, John? Right? Got it. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry. I should have made an appointment. Was that anything important?
All that? Just mulling over business problems, examining opportunities, exchanging rumors, spreading gossip.
Hi. I'm Donald Kimball.
Hi. Pat Bateman. Nice to meet you.
Sorry to barge in on you like this. I know how busy you guys can get.
So, what's the topic of discussion?
I've been hired by Meredith Powell to investigate the disappearance of Paul Allen.
I see, yeah. Paul's disappearance, yeah.
So it's nothing that official. I just have some basic questions about Paul Allen, about yourself.
Coffee?
No, I'm okay.
Polinars?
No, I'm okay.
Can you bring Mr.
Kimball?
Mr. Kimball, a bottle of
No, really, I'm okay.
It's no problem. So, what's the topic of discussion?
The disappearance of Paul Allen.
Right. Well, I haven't heard anything about the disappearance or anything. Not on page 6, at least.
I think his family wants this kept quiet.
Understandable. Lime?
No, really, I'm okay.
You sure? I can always get you a lime.
Just some preliminary questions that I need for my own files, okay?
Shoot.
How old are you?
27.
Where did you go to school?
Harvard, then Harvard Business School.
Your address?
American Gardens Building, West 81st Street.
Nice, very nice.
Thanks.
What can you tell me about Paul Allen?
I'm at a loss. He was part of that whole Yale thing.
Yale thing?
Yeah, Yale thing.
What do you mean, Yale thing?
Well, I think, for one, that he was probably a closet homosexual who did a lot of cocaine at Yale thing.
What kind of man was he, besides the information you've just given?
I hope I'm not being cross-examined here.
You feel like that?
No, not really.
Where did Paul hang out?
Hang out?
Yeah, you know, hang out.
Let me think. The Newport, Harry's, Flutie's, Indochine, Nell's, the Cornell Club, the New York Yacht Club.
He had a yacht?
No, he just hung out there.
And where did he go to school?
Don't you know this?
I just wanted to know if you know.
Before Yale, if I remember correctly, St. Paul's. Listen, I just want to help.
I understand.
Do you have any witnesses or fingerprints?
Well, there's a message on his answering machine that says he went to London.
Well, maybe he did, huh?
His girlfriend doesn't think so.
But has anyone seen him in London?
Actually, yes.
Hmm.
But I've had a hard time getting actual verification. A Stephen Hughes said he saw him at a restaurant there, but I checked it out, and what happened is he mistook a Herbert Ainsworth for Paul, so.
Had his apartment been burglarized?
No, actually it hadn't. Toiletries were missing, a suit was gone, so was some luggage, that's it.
I mean, no one's dealing with a homicide squad yet or anything, right?
No, not yet. As I said, we're not sure. Basically, no one's seen or heard anything.
So typical, isn't it?
It's just strange. One day someone's walking around, going to work, alive, and then...
nothing.
People just disappear.
The earth just opens up and swallows them.
Eerie. Really eerie.
Listen, you'll have to excuse me. I have a lunch meeting with Cliff Huxtable at Four Seasons in 20 minutes.
The Four Seasons? Isn't that a little far uptown? I mean, aren't you going to be late?
No, there's one down here.
Oh, really? I didn't
know
that.
It's very good.
Listen, if anything else occurs to you, any information...
Absolutely, I'm 100% with you.
Great. And thanks for your time, Mr. Bateman.
I haven't seen you around here.
You just haven't been looking.
Would you like to see my apartment?
I'm not supposed to.
You want to come to my apartment or not?
I'm not supposed to, but I can make an exception.
Would you take a credit card? I'm joking. Come on, get in. Like a girl, early 20s, blonde, who does couples. Couples. Yeah, I really can't stress blonde enough. Blonde. I'm Paul. My name's Paul Allen. You got that? You're Christy. You'll respond only to Christy. Is that clear? Fine Chardonnay you're drinking. I want you to clean your vagina. No. I'm behind. Get on your knees. You have a very nice body. Thank you. Send her up. Woman, you got yours. Christy, get out and dry off. Choose a robe, not the Bichon. And come and meet me and our guest in the living room for drinks. You've arrived. How lovely. Let me take your coat. I'm Paul. How good of you to come. Not quite blonde, are you? More dirty blonde. I'm gonna call you Sabrina. I'm Paul Allen. So, don't you want to know what I do?
No. No, not really.
Well, I work on Wall Street. the Pearson Pierce. Have you heard of it?
You have a really nice place here, Paul. How much did you pay for it?
Well, actually, that's none of your business, Christy. But I can assure you, it certainly wasn't cheap. No smoking, not in here. Farta truffle? I don't want you to get drunk, but that's a very fine Chardonnay you're not drinking. Phil Collins. I've been a big Genesis fan ever since the release of their 1980 album, Duke. Before that, I really didn't understand any of their work. It was too artsy, too intellectual. It was on Duke where Phil Collins' presence became more apparent. I think Invisible Touch is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the preceding three albums. Christy, take off the robe. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of Banks, Collins, and Rutherford. You can practically hear every nuance of every instrument. Sabrina, remove your dress. In terms of lyrical craftsmanship, sheer songwriting, this album hits a new peak of professionalism. Sabrina, why don't you dance a little? Take the lyrics to Land of Confusion. In this song, Phil Collins addresses the problems of abusive political authority. In Too Deep is the most moving pop song of the 1980s about monogamy and commitment. The song is extremely uplifting. Their lyrics are as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in rock. Christy, get down on your knees so Sabrina can see your ass. Phil Collins' solo career seems to be more commercial and therefore more satisfying in a narrower way. Especially songs like In the Air Tonight and Against All Odds. Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. But I also think Phil Collins works best within the confines of the group than as a solo artist. And I stress the word artist. This is The Studio. A great, great song. Personal favorite.
The watch.
Can we go now?
We're not through yet.
If they have a good personality and they're not great looking, then who fucking cares?
Well, let's just say hypothetically, okay, what if they have a good personality?
I know. There are no girls with good personalities. Good personality consists of a chick with a little hard body who will satisfy all sexual demands without being too slutty about things and who will essentially keep her dumb fucking mouth shut.
The only girls with good personalities who are smart or maybe funny or halfway intelligent or talented, though God knows what the fuck that means, are ugly chicks.
Absolutely.
And this is because they have to make up for how fucking unattractive they are.
Do you know what Ed Gein said about women?
Ed Gein? Maitre d' Canal Bar?
No. Serial killer, Wisconsin in the 50s.
What did Ed say?
He said, when I see a pretty girl walking down the street, I think two things. One part of me wants to take her out and talk to her, be real nice and sweet and treat her right.
And what'd the other part of him think?
What her head would look like on a stick.
Hi, guys. I want to get your opinion on something. It's my business card. I decided to get a new one, too.
Oh, that's
very nice, Lewis.
Thank you.
Tribute found Patton. What about fucking dinner?
Cheer up there, Bateman. What's the matter? No shiatsu this morning?
Touching me like that means drawback of stump.
Hold on there, little buddy.
Excuse me.
Here, I've seen you looking at me. I've noticed your hot body. Don't be shy. You can't imagine how long I've wanted this ever since that Christmas party at Arizona 206. You know, the one you were wearing that red striped paisley Armani tie. I want you too.
Patrick,
what is it?
Where are you going?
I've got to return some videotapes. I've been wanting to talk with you. Come into my office. Gene, great jacket. Matsuda?
Do you remember where you were the night of Paul's disappearance, which was on the 20th of December?
God. I guess I was probably returning videotapes. I had a date with a girl named Veronica.
That's not what I've got.
What?
That's not the information I've received.
Well, I wait. What information have you received?
Let me see. You were with...
Well, I could be wrong.
When was the last time you were with Paul Allen?
We'd gone to a new musical called Oh, Africa, Brave Africa. It was a laugh riot. That was about it. I think we had dinner at Orso's. Orso's. I hope I've been informative. Long day. Bit scattered.
I'm a little spent now, too. But how about lunch in a week or so when I've sorted out all this information?
Great. Yes, I'd like that.
And if you could try and pin down where you were the night of Paul Allen's disappearance, it would make my job a lot easier.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that one.
Huey Lewis in the news. Great stuff. I just bought it on my way here. You heard it?
Never. I mean, I don't really like singers.
Not a big music fan, huh?
No, I like music. Just there. Huey's too black sounding for me.
Teach his own thing.
So, lunch next week?
I'll be there.
Doing tonight?
Dinner at a river cafe. Old bar afterwards, maybe.
That's nice.
Never knew you smoked.
You never noticed. Listen, Patrick, can we talk?
You look marvelous. There's nothing to say. You're gonna marry Lewis.
Isn't that special? Patrick.
Yes, Courtney?
If I don't see you before Easter, have a nice one, okay?
You too.
Patrick?
Yeah?
Nothing. Really don't like it.
So, where do you work out?
Think I'm dumb, don't you?
What?
You think I'm dumb, you think all models are dumb.
Oh, I really don't.
That's okay, I don't mind. There's something sweet about you. The crossword? You need any help?
Jean?
Yes, Patrick?
Would you like to accompany me to dinner? That is, if you're not doing anything.
No, I don't have any plans.
Well, isn't this a coincidence?
Listen, where should we go?
Anywhere you want.
Let's not think about what I want. How about anywhere you want?
I don't know, Patrick. I can't make this decision.
Come on. Where do you want to go? Anywhere you want. Just say it. I can get us in anywhere.
What about... Dorcia?
So, Dorcia is where Jean wants to go.
Oh, I don't know. No, we'll go in wherever you want to go.
Dorcia is fine.
Dorcia, yes?
Yeah, can you take 2 tonight at, well, let's say 9:00?
We're totally booked.
Really? That's great.
No, I said we are totally booked.
2 at 9? Perfect. See you then. Yeah? You're dressed okay?
You didn't give a name.
They know me. Why don't you meet me at my place at 7 for drinks?
And Jean, we want to change before we go out.
Patrick, it's so elegant. What a wonderful view.
Jean? Sorbet?
Thanks, Patrick. I'd love some. Do you want a bite?
I'm on a diet, but thank you.
No need to lose any weight. You're kidding, right? You look great. Very fit.
You can always be thinner. Look better.
Well, maybe we shouldn't go out to dinner. I don't want to ruin your willpower.
That's all right. I'm not very good at controlling it anyway. So listen, what do you really want to do with your life? Just briefly, summarize, and don't tell me you enjoy working with children, okay?
Well, I'd like to travel and maybe go back to school, but I don't really know. I'm at a point in my life where there seems to be so many possibilities. But I'm just so unsure.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, not really.
Interesting.
Are you seeing anyone? I mean, seriously?
Maybe. I don't know. Not really. Jean, do you feel fulfilled? I mean, in your life?
I guess I do. For a long time, I was too focused on my work. But now I've really begun to think about changing myself, you know, developing and growing.
growing. I'm glad you said that.
Did you know that Ted Bundy's first dog, a collie, was named Lassie? Had you heard this?
Who's Ted Bundy?
Forget it.
What's that?
Duct tape. I need it for taping something.
Patrick? Have you ever wanted to make someone happy?
What? No, put it in the carton.
Sorry.
Jean? What?
Make someone happy. Have you ever wanted to?
I'm looking for, I guess you could say I just want to have a meaningful relationship with someone special.
Hmm.
Patrick. Patrick. I know you're there. Pick up the phone, you bad boy. What are you up to tonight? It's me. Don't try to hide. I hope you're not out there with some little number you picked up because you're my Mr. Bateman. My boy next door. Anyway, you never called me and you said you would. And I'll leave a message for Jean about this too to remind you, but we're having dinner with Melania and Taylor. You know Melania, she went to Sweetbriar. And we're meeting at the Cornell Club, so I'll call you tomorrow morning, honey. Oh, sorry, I know you hate that. Bye, Patrick. Bye, Mr. Big Time CEO. Bye-bye.
Was that Evelyn? Are you still seeing her? I'm sorry. I have no right to ask that. Do you want me to go?
Yeah. I don't think I can control myself.
I know I should go. I know I have a tendency to get involved with unavailable men. Do you want me to go?
I think if you stay, something bad will happen. I think I might hurt you. You don't want to get hurt, do you?
No. No, I guess not. I don't want to get bruised. You're right. I should go. Oh, don't forget you have a lunch date tomorrow with Donald Kimball at Smith & Walensky's.
Thanks. Slipped my mind completely.
So, the night he disappeared, any new thoughts about what you did?
I'm sure. I had a shower and some sorbet.
Look, I think you're getting your dates mixed up.
But how? Where do you place Paul that night?
According to his date book, and this was verified by his secretary, he had dinner with Marcus Halberstam.
And?
I questioned him.
Marcus?
Yes, and he denies it, though at first he couldn't be sure.
But he denied it?
Yes.
Well, does Marcus have an alibi?
Yes.
He does, you're sure?
I checked it out. It's clean. No. Where were you?
Where was Marcus?
He wasn't with Paul Allen.
Who was he with?
He was at Atlantis.
With Craig McDermott, Frederick Dibble, Harry Newman, George Butner, and...
You.
Oh, right, yeah, of course. He had wanted Paul Allen to come, but he had made plans. And I guess I had dinner with Victoria the following night.
Personally, I think the guy went along that, so...
Split town for a while. Maybe he did go to London. Sightseeing, drinking, whatever. Anyway, I'm pretty sure he'll turn up sooner or later. I mean, to think that one of his friends killed him for no reason whatsoever would be too ridiculous. Isn't that right, Patrick?
Sure about this. I had to go to emergency after last time.
This won't be anything like last time. I promise.
I don't think so.
Just come in the limo and talk to me for a minute. The driver's here. Be safe. Nothing like last time. Promise.
All right.
So you're looking great. Where have you been?
Well, I actually might need a little surgery after last time.
Really?
My friend told me I should maybe even get a lawyer.
Lawyers are so complicated. I'll do that. Here's a check.
Half now, half later. Okay. My name's Christy. I'm meeting a friend of mine, Elizabeth. She'll be joining us in my new apartment shortly. I like her. She's a very nice girl.
You look really familiar. Jennifer Dalton. I think I met you at Surf Bar, didn't I? With Spicy. Well, maybe not with Spicy. We definitely at Surf Bar. You know, Surf Bar. Anyway, Surf Bar sucks. That was terrible. Went to a birthday party there for Malcolm Forbes. Oh my God, please. This is nicer than your other apartment.
Oh, it's not that nice.
Where did you two meet? Oh, God. We met at the Kentucky Derby in 85. Or 86. You were hanging out with that bimbo Allison Poole. Hot number.
What do you mean? She was a hot number.
Get a platinum card. She'd give you a blowjob. Listen, this girl worked at a tanning salon. Need I say more? What do you do?
She's my cousin.
Uh-huh.
She's from France.
Where's your phone? I've got to call Harley. Where do you summer? Southampton? No. Oh, God, it's his machine.
Elizabeth, it's 3 a.m.
He's a goddamn drug dealer. These are his peak hours.
Don't tell him you're here.
Why would I? This is weird. Harley, it's me. I need your services. Translate that however you want. I'm at... Who?
Paul Allen.
I want the number, idiot. So anyway, I'm at Paul Norman's, and I'll try you again later. And if I don't see you at Canal Bar tomorrow night, I'm gonna stick my hairdresser on you. Did you know that guy who disappeared? Didn't he work at Pearson Pierce? Was he a friend of yours?
No.
Do you have any coke?
Or Halcyon? Ooh, I would take a Halcyon.
Listen.
I would just like to see the two of you get it on.
What's wrong with that? It's totally disease-free.
Patrick, you're a lunatic.
Come on. Did you find Christy attractive?
Let's not get lewd. I'm in no mood for a lewd conversation.
Come on. I think it'd be a turn-on.
If they do this all the time.
Christy, you're not drinking your wine. You're telling me you've never gotten it on with a girl?
No. Not a lesbian. Why would you think I would be into that?
Well, you went to Sarah Lawrence, for one thing.
Those are Sarah Lawrence guys, Patrick. You're making me feel weird.
Did you know that Whitney Houston's debut LP, called simply Whitney Houston, had 4 number one singles on it? Did you know that, Chrissy?
You actually listen to Whitney Houston? You own a Whitney Houston CD? More than one?
It's hard to choose a favorite among so many great tracks. But the greatest love of all is one of the best, most powerful songs ever written about self-preservation, dignity. Its universal message crosses all boundaries and instills one with the hope that it's not too late to better ourselves. Since it's impossible in this world we live in to empathize with others, we can always empathize with ourselves. It's an important message. Crucial, really. And it's beautifully stated on the album.
Thank you.
I want a firm commitment.
I think, Evelyn, that, we've lost touch.
Why? What's wrong?
My need to engage in homicidal behavior on a massive scale cannot be corrected, but I have no other way to fulfill my need. We need to talk.
Talk about what, Patrick?
It's over, Evelyn. It's all over.
Touchy-touchy. I'm sorry I brought up the wedding. Let's just avoid the issue, all right? Now, are we having coffee?
I'm fucking serious. It's fucking over us. This is no joke. I don't think we should see each other anymore.
But your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. I really don't think it would work. No, you have a lot of fun, Victor.
I know that your friends are my friends, and I've thought about that. You can have them.
You're really serious, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What about the past? Our past?
We never really shared one.
You're inhuman.
No, I'm in touch with humanity. Evelyn, I'm sorry. I just... you're not terribly important to me.
Oh, no! No! No!
I know my behavior can be erratic sometimes.
What do you want me to do? What is it that you want?
If you really want to do something for me, then stop making this scene right now.
Oh, God, I can't do this.
I'm leaving. Assess the situation, and I'm going.
Where are you going?
Just leaving.
But where?
I have to return some videotapes.
Here, kitty kitty.
Midnight oil, Mr. Smith. Hey, now don't forget to sign in.
Thank you.
Bateman, Patrick Bateman. You're my lawyer, so I think you should know I've killed a lot of people. Some escort girls in an apartment uptown. Some homeless people, maybe 5 or 10. An NYU girl I met in Central Park. I left her in a parking lot behind some donut shop. I killed Bethany, my old girlfriend, with a nail gun. And some old faggot with a dog last week. I killed another girl with a chainsaw. I had to. She almost got away. Someone else there, I can't remember. Maybe a model, but she's dead too. And Paul Allen. I killed Paul Allen with an axe in the face. His body is dissolving in a bathtub in Hell's Kitchen. I don't want to leave anything out here. I guess I've killed maybe 20 people. Maybe 40. I have tapes of a lot of it. Some of the girls have seen the tapes. I even, I ate some of their brains. I then tried to cook a little. Tonight, I just had to kill a lot of people! And I'm not sure I'm gonna get away with it this time. I guess I'm a pretty, I guess I'm a pretty sick guy. So, if you get back tomorrow, I may show up at Harry's bar. So, you know, keep your eyes open. Oh. Thank you.
Are you my 2 o'clock?
No.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Paul Allen's place. Doesn't he live here?
No, he doesn't.
You sure?
You saw the ad in the Times?
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah. In the Times.
There was no ad in the Times. I think you should go now.
But I think... I want to know what happened here.
Don't make any trouble, please. I suggest you go. Don't come back.
I won't. Don't worry.
Patrick Bateman's office.
Jean, I need help.
Patrick, is that you?
Jean, I'm not.
Craig McDermott called. He wants to meet you, David Van Patten, and Tim Bryce at Harry's for drinks.
God, this shit is complex.
Patrick, I can't hear you.
What am I doing?
Where are you, Patrick? What's wrong?
I don't think I'm gonna make it, Jean. To the office this afternoon.
Hi.
Just say no!
What is it? Patrick, are you all right?
I'm sounding so fucking sad! Jesus!
Bateman, you're a little wild-eyed rough day at the
Bryce,
office.
We are Weston.
Hey, look, Bryce is back. He's drinking mineral water.
Yes.
He's a changed man. Except he still can't get a reservation to save his life.
Why don't you just try 150 Wooster?
I'm not going anywhere unless we have a reservation.
Le Cirque, Flamingo East. Oyster Bar. Come on, faggots, let's get a res.
Keep your shirt on. Maybe lose the suspenders.
Need a reservation for 8:30.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Right back.
Penwood would not be any good.
No. Just fucking call them. Give me the phone, I'll do it.
I'll call you back.
Face it, the Japanese will own most of this country by the end of the 90s.
Shut up, Carnes. They will not. So, Harold, did you get my message?
Jesus, yes! That was hilarious. That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, naturally.
Bateman killing Allen and the escort girls. That's fabulous. That's rich.
What exactly do you mean?
The message you left. By the way, Davis, how's Cynthia? You're still seeing her, right?
Wait, Harold. What do you mean?
Oh, excuse me, nothing. It's good to see you. Is that Edward Towers?
Come on, wait.
Davis. I'm not one to badmouth anyone. Your joke was amusing. But come on, man. You had one fatal flaw. Bateman is such a dork. Such a boring, spineless lightweight. Now, if you said Bryce or McDermott, otherwise it was amusing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I really must be going.
Wait. Stump. I did it, Garth. I killed him. I'm Patrick Bateman. I chopped Alan's fucking head off. The whole message I left on your machine was true.
Excuse me. I really must be going now.
No, listen. Don't you know who I am? I'm not Davis. I'm Patrick Bateman. We talk on the phone all the time. Don't you recognize me? You're my lawyer. Now, Carnes, listen. Listen very, very carefully. I killed Paul Allen. And I liked it. I can't make myself any clearer.
But that's simply not possible. And I don't find this funny anymore.
It never was supposed to be. Why isn't it possible?
It's just not.
Why not, you stupid bastard?
Because I had dinner with Paul Allen twice in London. Just 10 days ago.
No, you... didn't.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Of that mistrust in the form of lies, divisions, and mistakes. We need to find a way to cooperate while realizing foreign policy can't be run by committee. And I believe there's now the growing sense that we can accomplish more by cooperating. And in the end, this may be the eventual blessing in disguise to come out of the Iran-Contra mess.
How can he lie like
there
that?
There are now 17 months left in this administration.
How can he pull that shit?
What shit? Now, where do we have reservations at? The American group. I mean, I'm not really hungry, but I'd like to have reservations someplace.
How can you be so fucking... I don't know. Cool about it.
Some guys are just born cool, I guess.
Reaffirmed your desire to continue that course. My hopes for this country are as fervent today as they were...
Bateman? What are you so fucking zany about?
I'm just a happy camper. Rocking and a rolling.
The goals we agreed on.
Oh, brother, look. He presents himself as this harmless old codger, but inside. But inside. My entire political life.
But inside doesn't matter.
Inside, yes, inside. Believe it or not, Bryce, we're actually listening to you.
Come on, Bateman. What do you think?
Whatever. This moronic idea was a door to dry beers. I need a scotch.
Judge Robert Bork. When I named him to the U.S. Court of Appeals, the American Bar Association...
There are no more barriers to cross. All I have in common with the uncontrollable and the insane, the vicious and the evil, all the mayhem I have caused and my utter indifference toward it, I have now surpassed. My pain is constant and sharp, and I do not hope for a better world for anyone. In fact, I want my pain to be inflicted on others. I want no one to escape. But even after admitting this, there is no catharsis. My punishment continues to elude me, and I gain no deeper knowledge of myself. No new knowledge can be extracted from my telling. This confession has meant nothing.
Minds go on empty.